Mr. Carver's Whale, written by Lynn Hughes and read by Danielle Carter. A whale spotter was first to sight the steamer, peeling off just before dawn from the bunched up clouds on the horizon, belching smoke. Cabin lights twinkling like so many fallen stars, churning the waters to a froth as it closed on the small, still-sleeping island of Pico, bringing with it who knew what troubles and joys. A blind woman was first to come ashore, pausing at the top of the gangway to fervently cross herself before being led off on the arm of a nun, followed by a young matron, big with what Rosa could only think must be twins, if not triplets, followed in turn by a skinny, wan-looking girl cradling a newborn. Then everyone else in a rush, lurching, stumbling, weaving after days at sea. The animals were next, a piebald mare trembling badly, hard on her heels, the probable cause, two fierce-looking dogs, jaws bound with strips of cloth, two donkeys, a cow, a couple of pigs, sheep, goats, any number of chickens, ducks, geese, borne aloft in baskets, boxes, crates. Finally, the luggage. Suitcases, valises, hat boxes, carpet bags, portmanteaus, packages, parcels. What looked to Zhao to be a trombone, roughly swaddled in a blanket. All carried ashore by a band of grunting, cursing, pig-tailed sailors and piled up on the dock. No sign of a sea chest. They'd all but given up hope when two burly sailors suddenly appeared, a large chest carried between them.
Cavallo.
The older of the pair squinted at the shipping label. Zhao nodded.
Can't think what's in it, the sailor said as they set it down.
Bricks, the younger mopped his brow.
Just as well I brought the cart, Zhao said, and the lad,
with a nod to his elder son, Marcelino.
Just as well, they agreed,
with a familiar pitying glance at his younger son, Antonio. Zhao hunkered down beside it. Certainly nothing fancy, he thought, running a hand over the smooth, slightly domed lid. No ornate carvings, mother-of-pearl inlays, shiny brass hinges or locks, but a large, plain, workaday sea chest, tied up with a leather strap. Faintly scuffed at the edges, the remnants of old shipping labels still attached. Leaning on his stick, Antonio could just make out LODO.BO.TON B.NOSA.RSCAL.UTT. Well travelled. It was addressed to him, Antonio, the youngest of the Cavallos, Master Antonio Mateus Cavallo Cabral. He watched open-mouthed as his father, Zhao, checked the shipping label twice before finally undoing the strap and raising the lid. It was full of books. Not a brick inside.